Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janie and Ingram. And we're going to get started with Kirk Whalum, Make Me a Believer.
Gave a spirit of peace.
Of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Kirk Whalum. Make Me a Believer. That's from an album called The Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 3. I tell you, I don't know if you've ever listened to any of the Gospel According to Jazz. Boy, they give you some jazz with some gospel music and you just be flying high. I don't know if you paid attention to the words. He said, I want to love you, Lord. She said, I want to love you, Lord. Anything I choose to believe, I can make it all happen because it's all in my mind. I think of God's grace and imagine my life. I just want to learn how to love you, Lord. Isn't that some interesting words? For God never gave you a spirit of fear. Lord, I want to love you. Loving and loving, oh Lord, is God's way to make you stay, to make you stay. Come on, y'all. That's some good lyrics, isn't it? Yes, because God's love can blow your mind. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to the words, listen to it. It is amazing, I tell you. And they did a remake of Johnny Guitar Watson's I Want to Ta-Ta You. And in the Gospel According to Jazz, it says, I want to ta-ta you, Jesus. Woo! Sometimes I put on my Kirk Whalum Gospel According to Jazz, get the cleaning up and just get the praising the Holy Spirit up in here. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there really is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that may be known by many, many names. But on this line, we call this powerful, energetic expression God. God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there absolutely is not a spot that our God is not. And so in this right now moment, I want you to just become very intentional about the breath. Family, there's power in the breath. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to breathe. And as we invite the one presence, the one power, the all-knowing, infinite wisdom into this right now moment, I just want you to breathe. There is power in the breath. And so in this right now moment, I want you to move from your head into your heart space and simply say, thank you. Thank you, God. And as you move into the heart space, I want to remind you today that you are all that God is. Let's just say thank you. As we become still, I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight, remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart, and then we will release the breath. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Let's try again. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. All right. Come, Holy Spirit. Let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am. That I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time. Let's breathe, family. Release. And as we become very intentional, knowing that we are all that God is, inviting the presence and invoking the presence of our higher mind self, we invite Ayana to give us a prayer to release us from any strongholds or thought processes that keep us from enjoying our relationship to money.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. I don't care how many times I hear that prayer. I just feel so super excited to know that every living being in my system is released from any idea other than abundance this morning. Let's give thanks, Holy Spirit. Let's just give thanks that our territory is being enlarged right now, God. That our territory is being enlarged, our financial territory right now. We're calling it forth. We're speaking it into existence right now. If your finances need to be healed, speak into your financial being right now, knowing that you have the power to shift the consciousness of how you show up with the relationship with your money. It's time to reframe our money story. We can no longer go around saying that we are beings of God, goddesses, gods, however you call yourself, and then live in what we call some sense of lack of anything. Lack in a relationship, lack in love, lack money, lack nothing. Help. You are an expression of embodiment of all that God is on this planet. And what is money? Money is just another energetic expression of God's love. And if you're not receiving all that you know you deserve, then what is in your mind that's blocking you? What is in the conditioning and the veils of the very essence of your being that causes you to block the experience of abundance? We release the stronghold on that today as we call for total abundance in every area of your life. You are the total expression of all that God is. Let's get ready and do our affirmation with Reverend Ike, knowing that there's nothing can stop your flow but you. Family, remember, and prosperity is an inside job. Money is an inside job. If you want to master the game of money, then you got to master the master's game, and that's an inside job. Are you ready to really operate in the true abundance that you deserve? 2018 is around the corner. Why we got to wait? Let's do it today. Master the game of money. You've been given the tools to live a powerful, powerful presence on this planet. This is Reverend Ike.
All right. Always think of money in terms of surplus. You see, that's another thing. Get out of this business of thinking about just getting enough money to get along. Like somebody wrote me a note at the church in New York. Went to Reverend Ike, somebody owes me $300. Please pray for them to pay me my $300. I didn't read the name, but I read the note in front of the church, and I said, I will not pray for you to get $300. It ain't worth my prayers. You get the $300, and it won't be long before you'll be after me again. I'd rather you pray to get more money than that, and then you can pay some decent tithes and offerings around here. Like in Columbia, South Carolina, years ago, a little black kid, I guess about 10 years old, walked up to me on the street and stretched out his little hand and said, Mister, give me a nickel. I reached in my pocket and pulled out a quarter. You know, a quarter was something in those days. And I plopped the quarter in his hand, and I looked at him and I yelled and I said, son, don't ever waste your prayers on a nickel when you could pray for a quarter with the same prayer. I walked all the way down the block and looked back. He was still rooted to the spot, looking at me, and look at that. And got his mouth shut. Stop being so cheap with God. Let's finish the prayer for money. All right, let's finish it. I open my mind to money.
I open my mind to money.
I desire money only for good purposes.
I desire money only for good purposes.
I will think right about money.
Well,
I could preach an hour on that, but I won't. It's important that you think right about it. And we've dealt with some of that. I will do right about money.
I will do right about
money. That's important. You know, that's another thing. I don't want anybody to think that I'm trying to teach people to do crooked things for money. I'm not teaching people to do that. But I'll tell you something. You can misuse this teaching, you know. And a lot of people do. It's called witchcraft. But, of course, when you talk about witchcraft, witchcraft is any negative thinking. It's the misuse of the mind for negative purposes. But you can misuse this teaching. A lot of people do. But it isn't too smart. Because you put yourself on the negative side of the law. So I will think right about money. I will do right about money.
I will
give right about money.
I will give right about
money. I do not serve money. Money serves me.
I do not serve money.
I see and feel
never-ending
streams of money. Into my life. Well, you see, you hit a certain mystic chord there. Come on, come on. You need some hands and arms with this. I see and feel a never-ending stream of money. For every good purpose.
I love it and enjoy it. Thank you, God in me.
Thank you for money and all good.
All right, you've been tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram. And this is the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And I'm going to do something I haven't done in a long time. I was going to play this now, but you know what? I feel like I want to hear us say that again. So I'm going to play that again. I'm going to open up lines. And I want you to unmute your lines. And anybody who want to say it, let's say it together. Let's call forth the money substance. We're going to open up heaven this morning, and we're going to call forth these blessings this morning. Now, you don't have to say it if you don't want to. You get to do it the way you might be at work. But if you can say it, let's say it together. Let's bring down heaven with this affirmation.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Always think of money in terms of surplus. You see, that's another thing. Get out of this business of thinking about
just
getting enough money to get along. Like somebody wrote me a note at the church in New York. Reverend Ike, somebody owes me $300. Please pray for them to pay me my $300. I didn't read the name, but I read the note in front of the church, and I said, I will not pray for you to get $300. It ain't worth my prayer.
I want to hear some prayer.
You get the $300, and it won't be long before you'll be after me again. I'd rather you pray to get more money than that, and then you can pay some decent tithes and offerings around here. Like in Columbia, South Carolina, years ago, a little black kid, I guess about 10 years old, walked up to me on the street and stretched out his little hand and said, Mister, give me a nickel. I reached in my pocket and pulled out a quarter. You know, a quarter was something in those days. And I plopped the quarter in his hand. And I looked at him and I yelled and I said, son, don't ever waste your prayers on a nickel when you could pray for a quarter with the same prayer. I walked all the way down the block and looked back. He was still rooted to the spot, looking at me, and look at that. Didn't get his mouth shut. Stop being so cheap with God. Let's finish the prayer for money. All right, let's finish it. I open my mind to money.
I open my mind to money.
I desire money only for good purposes.
I will think right about money.
Now, I could preach an hour on that, but I won't. It's important that you think right about it. And we've dealt with some of that. I will do right about money. That's important. You know, that's another thing. I don't want anybody to think that I'm trying to teach people to do crooked things for money. I'm not teaching people to do that. But I'll tell you something. You can misuse this teaching, you know, and a lot of people do. It's called witchcraft. But of course, when you talk about witchcraft is any negative thinking. It's the misuse of the mind for negative purposes. But you can misuse this teaching. A lot of people do. But it isn't too smart, because you put yourself on the negative side of the law. So I will think right about money.
I will do right about money.
I will give right about money.
I will give right about money.
I do not serve money. Money serves me.
I
Pouring into my life. Well, you see, you hit a certain mystic chord there.
Yeah. Feels good.
Come on. You need some hands and arms with this.
Yeah,
I see and feel a never-ending stream of money. For every good purpose.
I
love it and enjoy it.
Thank
you, God in me.
Thank you, God in me.
And all good.
And all good.
All right. I see. Never ending streams of money pouring into my life. I love it, love it, love it. It is amazing when we speak the very essence of the things we desire in our life, when we use the vocal cords to speak a thing in our life. Wow. Family, I'm super excited today to really know that you can't lose with the stuff I use, because I use my spiritual tools. That's what Reverend Ike always say. Isn't that great? You can't lose with the stuff I use when I use my spiritual tools. I tell you, God is amazing. God is amazing, family. And I want you to know that today. Whew. All right, family, we're going to sing a song. Let's sing a song. Let's see, money. Money is coming to me this morning, fam. It's ours right now. All we have to do is ask, and the universe just shows up.
Money is coming to me every time I open my heart. to me easily and effortlessly. Money is coming to me.
All right, family. Welcome to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with Miss Chastity A. Wells. I want you to put your hands together. Hello, 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 beautiful.
Hey, happy Friday, everyone. Happy Friday, love journey. I am Chastity A. Wells. We will be beginning here with our, continuing with our book of Abundance Now, which is by Lisa Nichols, Our Guide to Amplifying Our Life and Achieving Prosperity Today. It looks like we should be able to conclude out on chapter 3 here today, which is about our endowment of our relationships and moving forward from there. So let's go ahead and begin and just pick up and recap a little bit about where we left off. All right, so last week, where we left off at, we were talking about assembling our breakthrough team. In this chapter of the book. I apologize about that. I was trying to take care of something at the same time. So, all right, so undistracted now. So we're in chapter 3, which is the second E of enchantment of our life relationships. Last week, we left off talking about assembling our breakthrough teams, and really that is absolutely important with us talking about our relationships and making sure that we are living our best life. So assembling our breakthrough team, number one, once you master your personal relationships and build a community of people who support you, it's time to assemble a core team who will help you create major breakthroughs in your life, your career, and your business, even if your business is being a stay-at-home parent, a nonprofit volunteer, an upwardly mobile corporate employee, or a college student. So one of the key points that I wanted just to remind us of with our breakthrough team is that they're going to be willing to hold us accountable for the person who we say we want to become. That was one of the biggest things that we really did leave off with and understanding what you're looking for with your breakthrough team. So if you didn't have an opportunity to join us last week, that's where we actually left off at, and we were conversing about understanding the importance of our relationships, because our relationships really do should bring more than just love and all those great things. It should definitely bring us accountability. And I love how it says it brings us accountability to the person who we say we want to become. And I think that's the biggest takeaway for me as well, is moving into that space. All right. So this week we're going to pick up here with us talking about visualizing our amazing relationships. So if you actually have the book, you can follow me along here on page 155, which is visualizing our amazing relationships. Again, in previous chapters, Lisa, she walked us through different guided meditations, and she walks us through a guided meditation here. And I don't really want to go through the guided meditation for the sake of time here for ourselves. However, if that's something that you decide to do a little bit later, that is something you can find on page 155, 156, and it ends on page 157. But what's really important for us, the doing action of it all, after we close out the meditation of it all, is just realizing the importance that we really do have in our lives, and really understanding, visualizing all of it. One of the key things that stood out to me when we were closing out this portion of it, of the guided meditation, was we all have the opportunity to press the reset button often in our lives. we have the ability to press the reset button often in our lives. So if things aren't lining up the way that we originally visualized it, or what we were really looking for, or whatever the case may be, we have the opportunity to press the reset button and restart over again in regards to our lives and really start really, really creating the lives that we really do desire. And I think that's important for us to remember and hold on to. So that's really important. One of the biggest things here that I really wanted for us to hone in on was establishing healthy boundaries in our relationships. This is one of the critical things, Janine, that I think is very important, and it's something that I do stress a lot when I'm talking to women, and even to my daughter and her friends, is establishing healthy boundaries in your relationships. Because boundaries, they maintain peace, joy, love, and celebration as much as they prevent chaos, hurt, pain, disagreement, and disappointment. And I love that. I love how she talked about having boundaries. You're able to maintain peace, joy, and love. Because originally, when I'm thinking of boundaries, I'm always looking at it as a way like a prevention method of the chaos and the drama and the pain. But the reality is preventing those things do keep us in a calmer space, a space of peace, joy, and love. So it's very important that we remember to do that and maintain those lines and maintain a place that really feels good, and we're able to maintain our confidence in that. A part of some of the things that we need to look at for our boundaries is, number one, respectful communication. When two people communicate in a nature and in a respectful way, they speak to each other. They don't yell. So one boundary and one agreement could be that you all decide not to yell at one another. And I think that's big. Because some of us are, you know, a little more passionate than others, right? So you'll find that you can be in the space of yelling. And for some people, they're not able to hear when you're speaking above a certain tone. That could be a boundary issue. But that must be communicated to maintain a respectful communication. And in that, for some people, not even if it's just yelling, some people can't handle vulgar language or whatever the other things that could go to it. But you have to set those boundaries for yourself in order to maintain healthy relationships in your own life. And then number two, acknowledge one another's feelings. Not everyone will display or discuss their feelings with you, but an important agreement is that we should acknowledge one another's feelings when presented. And I think that's absolutely powerful, because the reality is all of us don't sit up and talk about our feelings all the time. I know I'm one that don't, right? But when I do, I expect that space is respected. Because I'm not a person that really speaks from that space. But when I do share from that space, I do need it to be honored because it is a rarity. And this is one of my favorites. It's respectful of time, Janine. You're busy. The people with whom you're in a relationship with are busy. Both of you guys rarely have the same priorities and the same deadlines at the same time. So commanding respect for your schedule and deadlines and a healthy boundary, you must guard carefully, especially if you're an entrepreneur with employees, partners, and family members all vying for your time. Someone who is just calling you on the phone and they're just aimlessly talking for like more than 30 minutes is not being respectful of your time, right? So we have to set up a boundary. So even when that person calls, I know that I'm good for doing that. Even like yesterday, I had an event and just different things that I had to do. And someone called and I had to just say it in the beginning of the phone call, Janine, like, listen, I'll listen to you. But literally, you have 2 minutes and I have to get off the phone because I have to prepare for what I'm doing. And in that space, they were able to connect and say what they needed to say, but I was able to maintain boundaries that I needed for myself, so I still maintain my energy and my peace of mind as I prepare for the next phase of my day. So I think that that's really, really important when we're talking about being respectful of time for each and every one of us. And that's not even just in those type of relationships. That's in everything. We must be respectful of each other and our time. And then the final boundary here, I just wanted to point out before we open it up and just hear what everybody else has to, what feedback you all had in regards to it, because it is definitely a dialogue, is workplace boundaries. Healthy boundaries should exist in your workplace as well, and a big area of agreement should be the time frame in which you will accept phone calls, right? And I know I thought of my mom when I thought of this, because she has very focused work, and she may have to do interviews and just different things like that. And I have learned, and you probably should be thinking, well, she's at work. You shouldn't be calling her anyway. Well, I'm going to always call my mama, and I have to sometimes call her and make sure she go to lunch because she'll forget. So, but in the meantime, I am very respectful of boundaries and understand the days that she may have to interview and serve at a higher capacity, and I have to allow that space and not feel that it's my need to check on her in the middle of her workday. But it goes down to other people as well. So even if you're not calling your parents or whatever the case may be, it's respecting other people and their time at work and what they have to do. And I think the biggest point here for me, Janine, too, is us respecting our employers. Because if you're supposed to be working, right, you're supposed to be working for them during that time, you really shouldn't be misusing the time that they're paying you for, making a lot of personal calls and different things like that as well. So it is maintaining those boundaries so you're actually able to feel good about yourself, and you don't spend a lot of energy focusing on things that don't feel good, because you're in a very concentrated space doing what you need to do, maintaining that lane, and then everything else in there is going to be love and harmony, and then outside of that, it blocks out the chaos and the disruptors of the day. Did anybody have anything that resonated with them as far as the boundaries and us maintaining healthy relationships or healthy boundaries in our relationships? Press star 6 if you're on a teleconference, or 1 if you're on Blog Talk.
Good morning.
Hi, happy Friday. Two people were talking, now one of y'all, go ahead.
Okay, good morning. This is your mother up in Cleveland. Good morning.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom.
Thank you, Chastity, for the love journey once again to everybody. Happy Friday. You know, as we go through this book, Chastity, it's so simple that it solidifies the fact that life is confounded in simple things of life. So even with, you know, simple boundaries being a part of abundant life, you know, we're able to connect that with the joy and the peace that you talk about, or the chaos, as you just mentioned. So I thank you again for even respecting the fact that I am oftentimes busy. A lot of people have no respect for your time. They just want your attention right then. But, again, living the abundant life is a part of even the simple things in life. So I just want to let you know, first of all, that I'm out here supporting you. Don't get a lot of feedback on Friday morning, but you and I talk every day, as I say, but I always want you to know that my love and support is here, right here on this call. You have a good day.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mommy. Love you. Be safe driving.
Good morning.
Good hey, happy morning. Friday, peace beautiful.
Happy
peace
Friday to you as well. I have to admit that this is Jackie from Maryland. I have to admit that I overstepped boundaries. I recently overstepped a boundary with my mother, and I'm learning to, you know, set some boundaries, but the boundary that I overstepped was I called myself giving my mother a gift of having her yard manicured, having her shrubs and stuff. I don't know what they call them. To have the work done in her yard. Well, the person that was doing the work, she didn't like that person too much. So my mother was livid with me when I sent the person over there to do the job. And the person did not know her feelings about him being there. Mm. So when I knew she was, and I already knew it. I already knew how she was going to feel. But for me, it was the outcome. The beautification of her yard. That's what I was looking at. But for her, the person who was doing it, that's what she was looking at. So when I talked to her, I said, "Hey, Mom, how are you? You mad at me? Don't you ever do it again." So she was having some words with me. But I did not allow what she was saying to me affect me because you know, it wasn't about me. For me, it was about the outcome. But she was just, and I said, "Jackie, you know you overstepped your boundaries here." And I'm like, "I know, but for me, it's about the outcome. It's not about the person that's doing it. It's about the end result and the beautification that it brought to the yard and everything." So she's getting a lot of compliments, but I overstepped the boundaries, especially when I knew from the beginning, you know. I went in knowing. Yeah. That I overstepped. So now, and I was like, and I'm not going to apologize either. And I know I'm in the wrong. And I'm not going to apologize because it's the outcome that I'm looking at. That's what I'm looking at. So do I have to go back and apologize? And I still haven't apologized. I still have not because I feel like I was in the right. Am I okay to feel this way? That's a question. Am I okay to feel this way? Make me feel good. Okay. No, don't make me feel good, but I'm complete with it, too. You know I got to bring a little twist in.
So the complexity of that, right? So a lot of times we feel that we're right in what we do, right?
Yes.
However, if somebody else feels like a boundary has been pushed, we have to apologize just on the sake of the relationship.
Mhm.
So, yeah. And I only can say that from a place, Jackie, that I think I apologize to somebody at least. I think I'm down to only a couple times a week now, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's every day still. Like, because I'm always like pushing it to the limit. Because I speak from my heart and I do everything from my heart. So I think I'm right. However,
right.
It just don't always show up that way for other people. For other people, I'm doing too much.
right. Right. So I will go back and apologize for crossing the boundaries. I will do that.
Yeah, just for the sake of the relationship. And so I'll use my daughter as an example. And I use her as an example because a lot of times people do not apologize to their children. However, I'm very big on boundaries because I teach her that, and I have to exemplify that in her life. I have to show her that, and I have to humble myself as her guide and her leader to show her that I believe in it so much that I'm going to even apologize to you. So there will be times, like even yesterday, you know, I was joking around with her, but she clearly was like, didn't find it funny and was like, "Okay, so today I'm not in the mood. We have to find another joke." And, you know, she was really stern about it. And though I wanted to continue on in my shenanigans, it was inappropriate at that time. So I had to respect her boundary that she had put up in her feelings, and it wasn't okay in that space. And then it also gave me an opportunity to look at maybe she probably hasn't been okay with a lot of the jokes that I have been cracking about this particular situation. But yesterday, she just really drew the line in the sand. And it just gave me a more reflective moment. So whether I think I'm right or I'm wrong, I had to chill and I had to digress and you know, look up at the moon and turn some music on while we drove to piano practice and come up with a different conversation or, you know, different things. So I only share that to say in my own transparency, but that even as her mother, as her mom and parents, we love taking a place of, I ain't wrong, you my child, shut up. But it's like, nah, that ain't cool either because they, you know, people have feelings no matter what their age is. And I'm a person who really believes in boundaries and respecting one another. So, Jackie, you got to apologize, boo.
Yes, I will do just that. And it just reminded me of something that my son said to me. He said, Mom, why do you worry about what someone else, why are you going to make someone else's problem your concern that they don't have a problem with, so why do you have a problem with it?
Come on now.
Oh, so that's what my son tells me. So that came to me. So right.
And that's a whole nother. That's a whole nother thing too, right?
Maintaining
our own lane and what feels good to us. And if mom is cool with it, baby, it's all good.
I wasn't cool with it. I was not cool with it at all. But the beautiful, I got the end result. And that's what she said. She said, you got what you wanted, didn't you? And I'm like, okay, Mom, I'm done.
Of course you done. So you got what you wanted.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. Thank you. I love you.
I love you, Jackie. Thank you so much for your transparency. Have a fantastic weekend.
You as well. Peace and blessings. I love you, Lady Love. Thank you.
All right.
I love you too, Jackie. Thank you for apologizing to Mom. You know, she might be thinking that's Dad's job. That might have been a sacred space for Dad.
I know.
It could have been a sacred space for anybody. Jackie took it. She ran with the ball.
Oh, Lord. I love y'all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. I love you. That's a good point, too, Janine. That definitely is a good point, too. All right. Mm-hmm. So highlighting our next point here is evolve those around you. You'll outgrow those who don't grow with you. And I love this. I love this point. So if we don't remember anything, remember boundaries are absolutely important. So we have to practice those this weekend, starting today, once we get off the line and moving into it. But then also remember, family, start evolving those around you, right? Because remember, as you grow in abundance, not everyone will be growing at the same rate that you are. They'll also be growing in different ways, possibly in ways that no longer align with your values, mindset, and goals. What was once acceptable to you in the past may no longer be acceptable to you in the future. Hallelujah. I know what that feels like. This phenomenon is not uncommon with high achievers. The reality is that those who don't grow with you, you will outgrow. Now, one of her best advices, and I love this too, is to actually share what you're reading or the community that inspires you with those that you love, i.e. the Love Journey, which is why you'll listen to the Love Journey and you'll hear my different friends that'll chime in. And they're here throughout the week as well, listening to the Love Journey, as well as my family members, my brothers, and the rest of it. And it just gives us a different conversation to have moving forward. And it also inspires different books to be purchased and just different things that we actually share on YouTube. I don't want to say that I never imagined that this could be possible, but it really, I just started growing and I just shared the information because those were the things that was on my mind. And the more I started talking about abundance and my life and just different things, my conversation and everything was changing. So the only thing that I knew to do was to be able to share the Love Journey, share the things that were working for me. And for my friends who enjoy reading books
or who will discipline themselves to read a few pages a day with me, I will share some of the books that I will read. So I think that's very, very important for us all to be able to do, and just being very intentional about that, because we don't want to leave our friends and family members behind. And yeah, they may not be as committed with getting on every single day like we may do, but they may come and check out a once or twice a week or something like that, and they may not say nothing at first. They'll just come and check it out and listen. I know that that was something many people had did and didn't say anything. And then now the conversation, I'll go see some of my friends by the weekend. They're like, yeah, was you on the love journey such and such day? And I'm like, what? So I'm still just basking in that. But I think it's super cool to have that. And also with different networking groups and supportive groups that I do lead in, that I'm able to share books and make it a chapter series that we just kind of elevate and grow with one another. So I think it's imperative that as we're continuing to grow, to share with our loved ones around us, because that is how our entire circle continues to grow, or you'll look up and you've outgrew everyone. So each one teach one. That's a goal there. And one of the last points that she brought up here is making sure that we don't lose our entire family base going after materialistic goals. And so her example here was a Rome army where they used the term pharic victory, which was to describe a term of an achievement that only accomplished with heavy losses. So an example of this would be a millionaire businessman who child dies from a drug overdose, or female entrepreneurs who have three or four failed marriages. So it's just an example of, like, yes, you may win in one area financially, but other areas in your personal life are catastrophically devastated by the wins of your financial gains. So it's a reminder for us to nurture our foundational relationships. And it's not something that happens by accident. We have to be intentional. We have to be intentional about focusing on connecting, supporting, and celebrating those that we say that we love, our family members, our friends. We have to be very intentional about those things. They don't just happen. I know many times people look at my relationships with even my mom, my daughter, or even any of the relationships in my life, and it's not that, you know, I think sometimes people have the connotation that, well, I'm a people person, right? So I get along with people. My mama tell you, well, she probably won't, because my mama loved me to pieces. But my daughter will tell you the truth. No, my mama is not always that cool. She has to apologize often and get it right. So but I'm very intentional. I'm very intentional about my love and wanting certain relationships to show up a certain way. So even in my quest of being the superwoman that I believe that I am, I'm still very, very intentional about having a strong base of people that love and support me, that are close to me, that I can still be 100% transparent of who I am and not their teacher or their guide always, but just being chastity in that space. But it does take commitment. It takes us really, really, really being committed to those relationships. And furthermore, there was a quote in here that I really want us all to walk away with, is that Christopher Marley had pointed out, a journalist. He said, if we all discovered that we only have 5 minutes left to say all that we needed to say, every telephone booth, which we don't have telephone booths no more, but every telephone booth will be occupied by people calling other people to tell them that they love them. So that's a profound message. Think about if you only have 5 minutes left. Think about the people that were on the plane for 9/11. They called their spouses, and many of them, as the planes crashed into the buildings, and I apologize, that was the first thing that had came to mind, but That was a situation where people were given less than 5 minutes and they knew it was over with. But everyone picked up the phone and they called their spouses and said they love them. But let's not wait until we have those 9/11 situations in our lives. Let's not wait until we have those situations in our lives that are catastrophic like that. But let's use the next 5 minutes of our day. Text someone. Reach out to that uncle, that great aunt, or whomever, your mother, your father. You do it. You reach out and just say you love them. It doesn't matter how many times you've called and said you love them before and they don't really reciprocate. We can't worry about that. It's about a boundary of you showing the love. Now, I'm not saying just overdo it for yourself where you're not feeling comfortable, but we definitely don't want to leave in a space that you know you would have said something if anything else would have happened. So I just really want to do that as a call to action to everyone. Really ground those relationships and be very intentional about having solid relationships. With your relationships on the upswing and your rocket booster friends and loved ones bringing enchantment into your abundant life, it's time to move on to the next of the four E's. Next week, we are going to be covering engagement with your work, career, and business. In the next chapter, you'll get a reality check and reveal a whole new perspective about the different roles of your job and how it can fulfill your abundant new life. So I love that. So definitely share, invite your friends on, and so we all can just have greater relationships and greater conversations instead of us just talking about the Real Wives of Atlanta or whatever that's on television. But we have meaningful conversations that we're able to pay it forward and just continue to grow our circle and our sphere that we do affect. And then it ultimately helps grow our world into a better world. Did anyone have anything else that they wanted to add to that, or that it resonated with them with just being intentional on your relationships before we close out? Press star 6 if you're on the teleconference or 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio. All right. So I definitely loved us going through this. This has definitely been a really meaty chapter for us. Did somebody have something? I apologize. No? Okay. So this definitely has been a really meaty chapter with us going through the steps of our relationships of enchantment in our life relationships, where we really got to talking about setting boundaries and how we need to live our best life and how all of this really does go back to us living a very abundant life. How awesome that is. I love that. My name is Chastity A. Wells. I'm a licensed insurance agent for you. I'm able to handle all of your insurance needs as well as your long-term care needs as well. If you have any questions about any of your living benefits as well as your life insurance, you're able to reach out to me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. I am on all social medias as Chastity A. Wells, and that's just one T in my name, Chastity A. Wells. Thank you so much, Love Journey. Thank you for your support. Thank you, everyone who contributed this morning. Peace and blessings to you all, and have an absolutely amazing weekend.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Chastity A. Wells, family. Thank you. I want you to just know that I love you, Chastity. You said take a few minutes and let somebody know I love you. Well, I love you. I love the woman you are. I saw your pictures from your event last night, and I just wanted to say you growing, expanding, and you doing the doggone thing. I'm super proud of you, and I know that's just going to get bigger and bigger and better for you. I'm super excited. Let me give you a little hand clap. I love it. All right, sit down, y'all. Yeah, sit down. That's enough clapping. That's our theme song. We're going to play it on the way out. All right, Tess, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just wanted to let you know I love and appreciate you. And I see you, I see you, I see you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I receive it. I love you.
I love you, too. All right. I just want to remind you, family, oh, man, Tuesday is going to be Tame Out with Dr. Vicki Johnson. They're having a major, powerful sister event out in Florida. So if you're in the Florida area and you want to hang out with some powerful, amazing sisters, Dr. Vicki Johnson has the Soul Wealth Program, helping women understand how to build wealth, family. It's going to be November 30th through December 3rd on the water in Florida. It's in this Pomona, and it's called the Pomona Resort and Bar space. Oh, yes. They say it's going to be absolutely beautiful. And so they're going to come on Tuesday and talk about it. Resort. All 3 days. Some powerful information. And Tama is one of the speakers and many other women who will be there to support this soul wealth. Wealth from the soul, family. Don't forget to check out Carla Laval Hawkins and Miss Mama Joyce Sagar Ramza on Intellectual Radio, 6 o'clock. Is it 6 o'clock? Oh, I'm not sure of the time, but we gotta check out the Facebook page. Carla, if you wanna come on and tell us the time, I don't know the time, but check it out. Go to Carla Laval Hawkins' Facebook page, and she's gonna be interviewing Miss Joyce Sagar Ramza on Intellectual Radio. Don't forget to check that out. Don't forget to meditate till you levitate. Don't forget to meditate till you levitate. And if you haven't downloaded the app with Deepak and Oprah, this is some great information on meditation. 15 minutes a day, you meditation about time and how time matters. You know, I never thought about my relationship to time. Healing my relationship with time until I started doing a meditation with Deepak and Oprah this Monday. It has been an amazing experience. Download it. Oh, sign up for it. Just to hear the conversation and start thinking about our relationship to time and how we do let time give us anxiety. So think about it. If you want to grow and expand and really develop, that meditation has really been doing, everybody's been loving it. We've been, some of my friends and I have been having some great conversations surrounding it. Don't forget, if you're going to be, I will be out of town November 8th through the 15th. Ms. Zakiya Lana will be taking over. But she said, look, babe, I ain't going to be able to do both lines. So everybody just come on to Block Talk Radio side, and that number is 602-753-1902. That's 602-753-1902. And if you just want to listen on the computer, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/lovejourneyfamily, and you can listen on the internet. Yes, family, blogtalkradio, yes, yes, .com/lovejourney. And that is going to be from November 8th through the 15th. She is not going to be doing the teleconference side, so make sure you tune in and come in on Blog Talk side at 602-1902. Again, that's 602-753-1902. Don't forget Intellectual Radio, Carla Laval Hawkins, and Miss Joy Sagar Ramza. Tuesday, we're going to have Miss Tama, the Queen of Steam, with the Queen of Wealth, meet the Queen of Desire. Yes, yes, yes. Also, on Wednesday, we're going to be talking about something that I think each and every one of you might want to add into your toolbox. And we're going to be talking using Genesis as a tool, the 7-day creation to use in our life. How can we use the 7-day creation? What did God say to create the world in 7 days? So that we can use those same tools to create what it is that we want to bring into our experience. It's some powerful stuff, and I'm super excited to bring it, and it's going to be Wednesday. Yes, I will be talking about the 7-day creation in Genesis and how we can use those same tools that God used to create the world, we can create our world. All right, family, don't forget your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream, family. Guess what? You can do it. The power is in you. It only works if you work it. Work it, family. It worked because I worked it. This is McFadden and Whitehead. This is dedicated to our girl, Chastity A. Wells. This is her song. Ain't no stopping Chastity now, baby. She on fire. That girl is on fire. Thank you again, Chastity, for hosting Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Moving, the grooving, the moving, yeah, yeah, the grooving, moving, moving. It's been far too long. Well,
keep us down.